Welcome back to Two Chicks
Whining.
I'm Shaniqua.
And I'm Nina. And it's a birthday. It's my birthday.
Tomorrow, actually.
Well, that's all right. We're celebrating the day and the whole week, apparently.
It's my dog's birthday. That's what y'all supposed to say.
I'll dub it in.
Yeah, we'll do that later. So we have Shaniqua's favorite wines. Of course, we know she's a red girl, but we did get a
red
Sauvignon Blanc.
Also my favorite white.
Yes. So we got a Woodbridge, which I don't think we ever sampled, but you've had Woodbridge.
I've had Woodbridge.
That was $5.99 at Habersham. We went over, because it's her birthday, the budget, because we paid $18 for a bottle of wine, and you know we don't go like that.
We don't do that here.
We sure don't. But it's your birthday.
What'd you say? It's my dog's birthday.
It's my dog's birthday.
So, hey, everybody deserves something special for your birthday, right?
Yes.
Besides the wines that you love. Right?
Right. Okay. I was waiting for Calvin to be messy.
And say what?
I was just waiting.
Keep waiting.
Look, I try not to make eye contact.
It's coming.
I'm sure it is. Bus driver.
Well, we ain't got the one putting us on the bus this morning, so.
Yeah.
Kim
is not in studio, so any videos that y'all see today will be coming from me, which is kind of a joke. Oh, gosh, because I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah, I know she don't know it.
We're going to see later. Take that video down.
Yeah, we're not going to put that up.
I look cute today.
You do look cute.
Thank you.
What's your Tupac shirt on?
Tupac? I'm doing some California love.
And that's my man.
California love.
Now a music podcast. Coming for you, Dre.
Okay. Speaking of Dre, you see that divorce that he's going through? Wow. Hate it for you.
It's a lot of money.
Ooch.
Okay. But he's so under the radar. You didn't see stuff like that coming.
No, you don't. You don't. But anyway, he got rich people problems. Back to the wine.
So it is great.
This is very, I don't know. I taste pears. What'd you taste?
Kiwi.
It's good for $5.99. I like Woodbridge. I love the Pinot Grigio.
Maybe it's not cold enough.
I don't like this brand.
You don't?
Mm-mm.
No. I love.
She is gulping. You hear
that? For real.
I mean, I'm just
And she got a big glass, too, yo. Like, it's your birthday, huh?
It's special. I bought out the white glasses, the white wine glasses, and I bought the red wine glasses.
Yay.
We being fancy.
I'm drinking in plastic. I don't get no glass.
That's how he want it.
Exactly.
But yeah. It's kind of, I don't know how to describe it. This is very dry.
I don't know if you need to be using your eyes right now.
She's trying. She had a wild night last night, so.
A wild night.
But Calvin did bring some cupcakes for us.
A plant.
He bought her a plant. He bought us some brownies. The brownies are good. Back in the Day Bakery. If you're ever in Savannah, try Back in the Day Bakery.
Yeah, nuts in it, though.
They're only open on weekends now.
Yeah. You can't have any because she's allergic to nuts.
She's allergic to nuts.
All kinds.
Not all kinds of nuts. Just, you know.
I wish y'all could see her smile right now. She's like, yeah, you're right. I like one in particular nut I like.
Oh, wow.
We clowning her today.
It's okay.
Because it's her birthday.
I'm a hot mess today, though.
She is a hot mess today.
I'm a hot mess.
She had a little too much fun this past.
It was fun, though. The fun where you can't
the
remember.
The fun she can't remember. She don't remember.
Was it fun then?
It was.
She can't remember.
I remember. I remember. I told you guys I remember up until
the exit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The exit. I'm about to mess my
yeah.
We got you.
Need to hush.
We got you.
You need to hush. You about to tell on your own self.
We ain't live, but if we was, you know, I can still fix it.
Thank you. I appreciate everything.
She about to tell on.
I'm glad you had a good time with all your peoples.
Yeah, that's what life is about. Yeah. Enjoying it. Because tomorrow ain't promised.
It's not. It is not. So it seems that Nina is the only one that likes this. Calvin, finish it. Finish it. Oh, he did. Ugh.
It's not that bad.
It ain't good either.
I think we should have started with the 19 crimes.
That's like the...
We got the warden here.
We got the warden and we got what else?
Snoop Dogg.
Snoop Dogg.
Cali yes. Red, baby.
And I've heard good things about Cali Red. It's a blend, actually. Mm-hmm. What is it, Shiraz?
Yes.
Oh, I like Shiraz.
And so I referred someone to go and get it, and they bought it, and one of our listeners, and she actually said it's really good. She said even her husband liked it.
I'm so excited.
So you want to try that one next, then? Or you want to do the old soul?
Let's do the old soul.
Are you sure? What if you end up liking old soul more?
Calvin.
Teaser, twister.
It's your day.
Let's just do old soul. I'm just kind of want to save the best for last.
The two best for last. So the two 19 crimes you want to save.
The good thing, they have been open for a few minutes, so they can get some A in there.
Should we have decanted? We should decant the $20 one.
It's not fair to decant just one.
We're going to get that piece so we can do them all. Oh. At the same time.
Oh, that smells good. I smell the berries in this.
Smell the berries.
I got a feeling this. Have you had Old Soul before?
No.
And that's a Cabernet Sauvignon. And this is California too, Shaniqua? It's from Lodi. No, it's from Lodi. Lodi.
If you don't stop her, stop asking her to use her eyes.
I'm trying to help her.
You trying to help Ike? Let's see.
That's hilarious.
That just made me think about
13.7 alcohol.
Alcohol?
Mm-hmm. I love reds.
That's just like, oh, this ain't nobody coming to see you.
That man was quiet too. It was no comeback for that.
Oh my God.
Anybody keen to see you, Otis?
Oh my God.
All right, cool. I guess I'm out.
I love the Temptation movie.
Oh God.
David Ruffin.
You cannot never not laugh and not be sad at that movie.
I know.
You know what I'm saying?
I know. It's like, yeah. It's great. Sad. Yeah.
Ooh, it's a Greek tragedy. Lovely.
It really is. Yeah.
It tastes good.
I like it.
That smell is amazing.
And that one was $8.99 at Habersham.
I could taste some lamb with this.
Oh, lamb would be great. It would. That's a good one.
See, I knew it. You might end up liking this one the best.
It's a cute bottle.
Really, Calvin? You say this every podcast episode.
I know. Old Soul. You got to have a good wine with a name like Old Soul, though.
Yeah.
It can't taste like trash.
And the reason, that's the reason why I picked it up. It's because it's saying old soul.
Yeah.
It just caught my eye.
We are old souls.
Well, Calvin is an old soul, so that's why.
I'm old soul.
You are.
You are.
You're old soul, too.
No, she literally is an old soul because she just had a birthday.
I have not had a birthday yet.
It's tomorrow.
Are you going to work tomorrow?
Hell no. Don't call, don't text, don't send no letters.
You taking your birthday off?
Hell yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's your recovery day anyway.
I know. Right. Today should have been a recovery day.
Today should have been a recovery day.
I'm at work. It's the work I like to do.
Okay. But this is good. You can smell the berries in this. And then the wines that we did, the Zinfandel, a lot of those came from Lodi.
Uh-huh. They did.
Okay.
So these were from where?
Habersham.
Okay.
So all the wines except for the Snoop Dogg 19 Crimes came from Habersham. And Snoop Dogg came from Largo Beverage.
Which bottle you like the best?
Out of what?
The
Out of all four of them?
Yeah.
I like the Warden.
I do too. The warden is nice.
It's nice. It's different. And I love 19 Crimes.
I do too.
They're reasonably priced, and to me, they're always a good steal.
I would have done the headshot a little bit different for Snoop.
What would you have done different? You wouldn't have done it at a bar. You would have did it someplace else outside.
What you mean? No, I mean talking about the label itself.
Oh, the label itself. How would you have done it?
No, it's just a little different.
From a photographer.
Turn around, because Snoop already has like defined definition in his face already. I think that's like a photo that it doesn't fit the 19 crime idea.
Right.
Like, I would have made it more like old school. And he has a hood on in this, which I don't know why he has a hood on.
Yeah.
I mean, I get it, probably the whole Cali idea, but I would have made it a little bit different.
Yeah.
And I would have actually made part of it blue.
Uh-huh.
Because to kind of offset the Cali red part with his MO.
Right.
You know, just make it look a little bit different.
Right. Yeah.
But
you should re-image that and post it.
Right. I agree.
I need to call Snoop and see if I can.
We tagged him.
We did.
Hey.
He gonna say
Snoopy.
Something. Nope.
Come
no,
on.
No, no. Don't disrespect the man like that. Cut that out.
Snoopy. What's wrong with that?
Don't do that.
Say no Charlie Brown show.
I got an image of the dog dancing.
I know you do. With his head in the air.
Yeah. But I agree with Calvin. You know, they could have did so much more. But this is a live
your
label.
Your soulmate favored him when he was younger.
Yeah, my soulmate favored a lot of people. Like, I see him in a lot of people. Like, I was like, God, he looked like a lot of celebrities and a lot of ball players. God, he looked like.
Dang, he really is your soulmate. That man look like everybody.
No, not like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I just said, yeah. Mm-hmm. Nothing by it.
We didn't say anything.
We ain't saying anything. We
just ain't nobody can't see you, Otis.
We just cracking up in the studio today.
Yeah,
we ain't talking about nothing.
We ain't talk about nothing. We really not. We just drinking and laughing today.
That was good.
I mean, she throwing it back, honey.
Yeah, for real.
I'm trying to just.
Shots.
That's what she had last night.
A whole bunch of shots.
What kind of shots did you have?
How'd you wake up this morning?
Fireball.
Oh, Lord.
Your stomach not hurting?
Mm-mm. And then Crown.
Kind of crown?
Green apple.
Oh, okay.
Dang.
Like, I don't know how many I had. We was just, like.
Just having fun.
I don't have any children. I'm young. Let's do this.
You do have children, but they're able to take care.
That's how she was acting last night.
That's how I was acting last night. Like, I had no responsibility whatsoever.
Oh, okay.
I'm just living.
Okay. Well.
I thank you, Jesus, for getting me home safely. Thank you, God. Thank you. Like, I don't even know. I have one earring on the table. Don't know where the other earring is. I got burn marks on my arm.
Where did the burn marks came from?
Probably them smoking cigars.
Oh, y'all was smoking cigars?
No, hookahs. I probably burned it on where the coals sit. But I know I did this one. I remember doing this one. But this one, where the hell did that come from? I'm in the mirror like, I said, well, what the hell is that?
You sure you weren't in no 50 Shades of Black last night?
honey, I don't remember them or what they did. Everything.
Some hot candle wax.
Nothing sore other than my eye.
What was going on by your eye? Okay. So, which one
we might
want to
clear that up. Yeah. We just might want to clear that part up.
I don't know.
I think she scratched her eyeball.
Ask questions.
That's it.
I think so too.
I think when you took the contact out, I think you just scratched your eyeball.
Well, how long does that take to heal?
It's going to bother you for like a day and a half. Yeah.
A day and a half. So I'll be okay for my birthday maybe?
Tomorrow?
Nah, boo. Mm-mm.
We're on the day.
I said a half.
It's a day.
I know, so a day and a half. So tomorrow afternoon, you should be all right.
This is painful. I'm going to sleep.
Now, the pain part's going to go away pretty soon.
What's that movie?
Oh, okay.
Tomorrow morning, you won't feel it, but your eyes still be red.
I'm good.
What's the movie with Cameron Diaz and Selma Blair and somebody else?
I love Cameron Diaz. She's so cute.
Christine Applegate. I love this movie. And she, it's three friends. And they took one of the friends out. Or they had, no, this is what it was. She had went out with some of her girlfriends or something, and the guy, she was giving the guy a blowjob. Was that the movie? And it got stuck.
Were you at the party with me last night?
No. Oh, maybe.
Wait,
no.
I want another one, Calvin. Oh,
this
sorry.
Was a different one. I'm thinking of a different movie. Because the girl had gave the guy a blowjob, and the stuff went into her eye, and she had to wear.
Yeah.
You sure that didn't happen to you last night?
I ain't giving a blowjob.
You went that deep into it.
My mouth is okay, isn't it?
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like, yeah.
Okay, let's.
I'm so special.
Let's try Snoopy.
You went all the way down that path to give us no details about the movie you
right.
saw.
What is the movie, though?
All these movies started to come together at one point. They all
We're going to have to Google it.
I know, right? I just remember she was wearing an eye patch.
Well, I was saying, I'm going to have to wear an eye patch. What is going on? That's a beautiful color.
Oh, look
color.
At that color.
Oh, my God.
It's a beautiful color, this Snoop Dogg Cali Red. Look at that color. California.
You want more?
Yeah, why she
running you measuring? Light. Why are you measuring?
Because I'm just trying to see you giving yourself more.
She's the poorer person. So she had a heavy hand on her glass.
Right. She look and get.
Look at that color. That color is beautiful. Smell. This smell like church wine.
This smell like church wine. I don't know what kind of grape juice they put in this thing.
It's sweet. Oh, it's supposed to be sweet.
Ooh, it's welchy.
It's welchy. Mm. It's good. It's good.
It's not too sweet, though. Mm-mm. It's got a little bitter tart. But it ain't dry.
It's not dry.
But it ain't, like, it ain't too bitter, though.
No. I think I would refrigerate this and then take it out and let it sit for a minute.
Can you see any seafood going with this?
No. No, I would eat a burger with this.
A burger?
A burger. A burger. A
Cali burger.
A plant burger.
A plant burger?
Mm-hmm. Nah. It's hot with avocado.
It's like a little bit of sweetness when you first
sip it. Front, yeah.
Yeah, on the front.
It's supposed to have it on the back, so too. Let's see.
Yeah, I taste it on the front. On the back. Yeah, it's drier on the back.
Yeah. That's what they say. It's supposed to have a sweet finish, but I don't.
Maybe.
It's a little peppery.
Well,
I don't taste the pepper.
Maybe if you ate something salty, you'll taste it on the back.
Because I'm eating. I mean, it's
you taste it?
You taste it by eating the little, we just did apps today. It's too hot to be cooking.
Like you cook outside.
Say what? It's hot in
the oven.
The oven. Calvin gonna cook for us.
One day.
Soon.
Thelma, get in there and make that oatmeal.
With all the lumps in it. And y'all saw Ned the Wino die. Raymond Allen, yeah. 91 years old. Bless his soul.
Oh, man.
Yes. And Woodrow. He was Woodrow, too, off Saffron and Son. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Thelma, make
sure. 91.
Like
that's
that.
A good life, though.
That is a good life.
It's a good life.
Yes. I don't know why it smells like church wine, though.
It does smell like church wine, but it doesn't taste
like it. Yeah.
Anything.
I was kind of worried. I was like, all right, Snoop, don't mess this one up.
Please, please. It's good, though. It really is. Yeah.
I'm just trying to find something I compare with it that's not a meat.
Coming through with
a pasta. No. No. No.
Maybe like.
Bolognese. You wouldn't do a bolognese with that? I think that would be good.
I can make a veggie vegan bolognese.
What do you use as a base? Because since you're supposed to use pancetta, what do you use as a base?
I can use that Beyond sausage that you got last time. Mm. That might be all right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Like I'm thinking
about the hot Italian one.
Yeah,
I'll blend it up
and
just cook it with I try not to use garlic in everything.
Why? Garlic is good.
Garlic
for you.
Is a blessing from God.
You don't like garlic?
I don't like too much of it. Because I notice if I'm, like, everyone, I'm not, I'm not totally vegan. I still eat meat every now and again, but I like the flavors that peppers and things give off. Mm-hmm. Sometimes too much garlic gives me like a, it's a weird taste when I add certain like peppers and like spices to it. So usually I'll leave garlic off because garlic is overwhelming sometimes.
Are you black?
Am I what?
Black.
Nah, I'm
because black
Native
people
American.
Put garlic and onion in everything.
Well, I like onion
put
though.
Shit on everything.
That's
they
true,
put it
but
in
that's the problem.
Everything.
You gotta change it up sometimes, you know. Leave the garlic off the garlic. We put garlic on top of garlic.
We do. We put garlic and onion powder on everything.
Everything.
And black pepper. Everything.
Yeah. Cletus, go in that pantry and get me the all season salt. What is it called? All purpose.
All purpose seasoning.
What is that?
McCormick,
put that on.
No,
every,
accent.
Everything.
Accent.
Oh my God, I hate accent.
Me too. It's the worst.
Everything.
Accent.
Everything tastes the same.
I think we grew up on accent.
Crisco.
Look, I ain't look. I, man, look. When I moved out my mama's house,
my mama.
I was like, I wanted to cook me some eggs.
Uh-huh.
I went and bought me the shortener, the Crisco shortener.
Oh no.
And my roommates
didn't.
Were like, what you doing, bro?
Right.
I was like, I gotta wait for the grease to melt before I can make my egg.
Yes, Lord.
Literally, I'm like, I knew get this in a bottle by just grease. But hey, country.
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 Country
damn. Country. God. I used to say, like, why are you saving the grease? I was like, cuz I could use it again.
We do that, don't we?
That Crisco
why
bought-
these fries taste like fish.
All the grease the same thing.
What is this?
No, but you're supposed to fry potatoes in the grease to take out whatever, you know, whatever.
The flavor it
whatever
is, yeah.
flavor it was prior to that. That's what you're supposed
that's
to
true.
Do.
Yeah, that's true.
That's what you're supposed to do. So when you
finish. White people, my friends, this is a lesson. This is what black people do.
Hey, if you go in a black person's house, you see a big old bottle of Crisco, you better not throw that thing in the trash.
No.
That's not bad grease.
It is not. It don't go bad. It don't go bad. What
is this? It go bad in our body. It go bad.
Now we all organic and stuff.
I've been delivered.
Child, let me get some avocado oil. Bro.
I use grapeseed oil for everything.
Grapeseed oil for everything.
Coconut oil, too.
And hemp oil. Hemp oil is pretty good.
Yeah. To cooking? Yeah. I don't think I ever cooked in hemp oil.
It's high. It's like a high fry.
Well, the best place is to get the oil for our listeners. Go to TJ Maxx. Raw.
Always.
Marshall,
on clearance, yo.
You can find good quality oils.
Unrefined?
Unrefined. Yes. Good quality oils.
Oh, I learned something today.
Yeah.
So they get their oil and seasoning stuff from World Market.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's like.
And they mark it down.
TJ Maxx,
Marshall, Ross.
Home Goods sometimes.
Home Goods too.
Do we have a TJ Maxx and Pooler?
Yes, you do.
It's cooler, huh? Boo.
Really, Shanika?
Everything is quick. I don't, you know, they try to put stuff up so fast. I don't like the stores like that.
That pool of traffic is starting to remind me of Atlanta.
I mean, they trying
like
to build.
Pooler is like a little Atlanta.
It really is.
Yeah.
It is. They want to keep everything in Pooler.
Yeah.
Right.
Every empty space they find, they trying to build something.
Right.
That's why I still take the old ways in the Pooler. I take the back roads.
By the airport?
That's it.
You go by the airport?
If I go to Old Pooler.
Pooler, though.
I'll go from 95, not 95, but Abercorn Extension to Little Neck Road and hit that backside. I'm like, y'all tripping. I ain't trying to ride through.
Well, when I move, I'm gonna stay in Pooler. I like Pooler. I do. Yeah. They need to start building stuff on my end, though. They put another freaking Wendy's. Who wants another Wendy's?
I saw that.
And
they build that thing quick, too.
And they had a line this morning. When
yo,
it
stay busy.
So, you know, I was in Jessup, and I had to come through Hinesville. Hinesville's Chick-fil-A looks like a gas station.
Oh, it look ghetto?
Not ghetto. It's just like, it has like this weird overpass thing that you go under to order your food. And they had all the people standing outside taking orders. And there's like two windows where you pick up your food. It might be because of COVID, but it's like.
I thought they were open. The dining. I thought you can go inside.
I think you can go inside, but the drive-thru looked literally like a pull-up, get your gas station. That's how busy it was. Uh-huh. I'm like, dang.
I didn't know they had a Chick-fil-A in Hinesville. Hinesville moving on up.
I guess so. shoot, I'm like, because I wanted to stop somewhere and get some food, get some like, so I just went to Wendy's and got some French fries. I'm like,
what's in Jessup? Is there anything in Jessup? Dairy Queen?
A gas station.
Always a Dairy Queen.
Dairy Queen everywhere.
Every small town. Right.
They had a Dairy Queen. They had a CVS. They had like a Hardee's.
Hardee's. Hardee's are always in small town.
Yeah.
They close all the ones in Savannah. I used to love their burgers.
Well, there's one in, there's a Hardee's here.
In
Abercorn Extension. Right before 95.
It is.
I forgot about that one.
That's the only one left. Last time I had the Hardee's, I had that thick burger, and I realized it was like 5,000 calories. And I was like, I think I was a junior in college, and I had that, and I was like, I done ate this. This is enough burger for me for the next 10 years.
Yeah. I love a burger, a good burger.
But that thick burger was good.
So if you ask me if I miss meat, I do miss a good juicy burger and a good steak.
I miss it on an occasions where I know I can get it hot off a grill.
Yeah.
And it's like.
That's why I like Five Guys. I love Five Guys burgers.
Because I can't, no matter how much I want to like stay away from beef, I can't replace it.
No.
So I may try to like, I'll every now and again like have like, and meatballs are different than me. Like I can make a good meatball using like bean or whatever, but I can't. If it's a burger, you can't give me no fake burger.
Well, the Impossible Burger is not that bad.
Can't do it.
I love the Impossible. It tastes like
finish.
Meat to
I can't finish it.
It's why?
It just doesn't taste the same. Like, after I...
To me, it does.
Does it? But in the first two bites, I think it tastes like a Whopper.
Right.
But I was never a really big fan of a Whopper burger anyway.
Right.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
But that's probably why.
Yeah.
Because you're not a big Whopper.
Because it tastes like a Whopper.
Yeah.
No doubt. Tastes just like a Whopper.
Yeah.
They putting that whatever, it's supposed to be a plant burger, on the same grill as a Whopper.
Yeah, you ain't doing that for yourself.
Right.
This Warden is very dry.
I like dry.
It's very dry.
Dryness.
Now, this to me is more peppery.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
That is delicious. Mm-hmm. I like this one.
That's your favorite?
Yeah, I love the Warden.
I like the smell of the Snoop one, but I like the...
The taste of the Warden.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's my number one.
It don't taste kind of salty to y'all, though?
No.
No?
You know what I mean? Like, not salty. I guess I would say more buttery.
Reds can be buttery?
I guess depending on what kind of oat barrel is in, right?
Oh.
You don't taste buttery, like, less acidic?
It doesn't taste as acidic, but
that is so good.
We are learning about
wine.
But
it rolls down the tongue, y'all.
It does.
It's very smooth.
It's smooth. That's the thing
about...
And
it's an okay dry. It's not like a bad dry.
No, it's not a bad dry.
It's so good.
And that's the thing about this podcast is, like, we're learning about wines, so we may not know how to pronounce them correctly. I know I can't. But we're learning, so... And we want y'all to learn with us. I like this one.
But
I
think y'all got me a little... I'll go out to where the bars... I used to go out to just... drink and be like, what kind of wine you got?
No, you don't.
I do. Straight up. I went to Aquavita and asked her, I said, what kind of wine you got? I said, we ain't got good wine.
I was about to say, do they have good wine at Aquavita?
They got one good wine.
What is it?
It's a Sauvignon Blanc.
That's where we need to go.
Yes.
And do our a podcast. It's
we can. They'll let us do it.
I think they would. The neighborhood bar.
Yeah. It's right around the corner from my house. But yeah, this is good.
It's good. I like it.
It's very good.
I think this may be my favorite.
This is my favorite, no doubt, hands down. And I will tell you my last one is the Sauvignon Blanc.
Yeah.
So I think I'm going 19, I mean the Warden.
19 Warden, 19 Cali Red, and then I kind of like Old Soul.
That's what I was thinking.
I'm the Warden, Old Soul, Cali Red, and then Loft.
That's where I'm at.
So it makes me feel like they're selling the Cali Red because of Snoop.
Yeah.
Right.
Not because of taste.
Right. Come on, live label. The living label.
Yeah, that's...
Because that Old Soul caught me off guard.
Yeah. And it was cheap.
So we're like this. Okay. So we're like this. This is where we're at.
Yeah. Right. What are you doing?
I want to look at the alcohol content.
Don't use your eyes right now, man. We're trying to save you.
But she said she was trying to save me to use them. I guess to exercise them more. Girl, my eye.
Hey, what vegetable is good for eyes? Carrots.
Carrots. You need to eat some of these carrots.
Eat some carrots. I got some carrots right now. Well, your eye light care. You need to go and get some
carrots. Put some on my plate, Mama, if this is going to fix my eye. It hasn't. Listen, I had grimaced in about 10 minutes, though, right?
You know, good, Odie loves carrots.
My brother
loves carrots.
My dog loves
carrots, too.
Can I have some of the dip or something?
Whenever I'm cutting carrots, my dog be like, yo,
yeah,
give me some carrots.
I love carrots. I love to snack on, like, carrots and cucumbers and vegetables like that.
What is this concoction that you made? Come on, chef.
It was just like an onion and garlic thing.
Well, that's amazing.
That's good.
Crispy.
It's healthy. It's healthy.
That's really good.
And it's good for eyes.
It's good for your eyes. We need some cucumbers.
But you need to eat like 19,000 of them.
Give me some cucumbers. I like cucumbers.
I love
cucumbers. Just eat carrots for the rest of the day. You'll be straight. Try roasted carrots.
She probably need to go put like an ice pack on her eye. She probably all right. Get your ice pack.
Yeah, I'm effed up. And then you talking about. Y'all ain't come on back and eat these little country balls.
Me and Nina going to find that dude.
Baby, I hope he's dark skinned, tall, and muscular.
But you don't remember. So, I mean. That's what it was. I think he poked his penis in her eye. I think that's what caused her eye to mess up. That's what
it was. Was the penis dripping?
I don't know. It's been a long time since I've seen
it. I don't think
movie.
It matters at that point.
I think that's
we talking about the movie.
I think that's what it was. He poked her. He poked his penis in her eye.
Well,
that's why her eye was messed up.
But what was he trying to find? Her mouth?
Yes.
What
movie
is
that?
I remember that movie enough to not know what you're talking about.
Okay,
remember.
I don't know if this is a movie or not. Are you sure?
You had me intrigued. She probably talking about her life, child.
Did you go out last night?
No, I did not. But I did taste, I drank my sangria that I made.
Oh, yeah.
I drank that. And next thing I know, I was sweating.
I'm going to tell
you. And then I went and laid down and I fell asleep.
Let
I
me
slept
tell you
for about
something.
2 hours.
I know when Nana's drinking. Because those texts I get, she has like 9,000 conversations in one. And I'm trying to keep up. I'm like, bitch,
what
are
is
you?
Going on?
Hi.
Justin, I'm busy right now. I got to go.
She said, I told you. I was like, I can't keep up, mama. I'm confused.
I did. That.
And then she goes, pay attention.
Like, I'm trying.
I'm trying, but I can't. What did you have? Because I want some.
I drank that sangria yesterday.
All of it?
Yeah, all of it.
It was your big mason jar?
Yeah. I had the pitcher. So
that's the one you gave me, right?
Yeah. Did you drink it?
No.
Hell yeah.
You drank it?
I ain't drink it yet. I got to savor that thing, man.
It was
I need
good.
Like a day off.
It was really good.
I don't
want
to do nothing like that.
It was refreshing. I think that's why I drank it so fast. I drank it too fast. I should have savored it.
Save it, yeah.
Yeah, I had a picture of it left, and I drank that whole picture. And the next thing I know, I started sweating. I'm getting hot.
Well, when you drink a whole pitcher of that, that's what's going to happen.
It had a lot of alcohol in it. But I fell asleep, and then I woke up because Shaniqua had texted me, and I was like, I was asleep.
Okay, you guys.
What Odie sleep at?
In his bed.
Okay.
I mean, he sleeps in a room with
Does
me.
Does he block your room?
What do you mean block it?
Would you like block the door?
No. Not all the time. Sometimes he's over there by me. Sometimes he's on the other side. He just go wherever he lays his head.
I want a German Shepherd so bad.
He's not a German Shepherd. He's a Rottweiler.
Yeah, the movie.
I don't care about. I know what he is. I'm just telling me.
Why you want a German Shepherd?
Because I had one before and I couldn't
keep
him.
The movie is the sweetest thing.
That's my favorite movie. It's one of my favorites.
You just get mad
I haven't owned.
Yeah, because I'm trying to tell you.
We're trying to figure out what happened to your eye. You get mad at us.
I thought we were talking about Odie.
That's how I was trying to nine on you.
Yeah, right. Did it work?
Yeah.
Aggravated. You saw the aggravation? I be looking at the text. Bitch, what? Slow down.
Because you don't pay attention. That's your problem right now. You don't pay attention.
Okay, Sean.
He need to come on the show one day. Y'all
Sean
throwing
is
that man gonna name.
Be on the show, hopefully in October.
To come on the show.
We're gonna have Sean.
Yeah, but we got to have him on the show where we can laugh. Nothing serious.
No serious conversation with that.
Oh, okay then.
We're gonna do the seriousness, but I think we should have him on the show. I got a
I'm gonna need you to finish that carrot before
you.
I got a mouthful of stuff.
You probably had a mouthful of stuff last night. That's why your eye hurt. you got these burns and all this other stuff.
What the hell was going on last night? My woman part seems fine. No soreness.
There's more than one hole.
Yes, child.
Like, yes, Dr. Gray.
Yes, Dr. Gray. What's the safe word?
Yeah, what was your safe word? Because apparently you forgot
Plant burgers.
You forgot it last night, Shaniqua.
Listen, I hope these people that I was hanging around last night don't start the gossip. Let's talk about some gossip.
You wouldn't remember.
I wouldn't remember nothing. Anyway, don't put my business out in the street like that, people.
But you shouldn't worry about gossip.
Yeah.
I never worry about gossip.
But is it petty or messy to listen to it, though?
I think it's entertaining.
It is very entertaining.
Until what point where it becomes like... Because you don't want that negativity to seek into your soul.
But I don't think negativity has a conversation has to turn into negativity.
Okay.
Like, if I say something, it doesn't have to be negative. It can just be like, for example, I don't know if you do or not. You might have a homegirl that's just messy naturally.
Oh, we have a lot of those.
Yeah, so it's not negative.
That's in our circle. Because
she knows she's messy.
Yeah. You know,
I don't think that part, that's just truth to me.
How's that truth?
If a person messy.
Yeah.
You already messy. We know you messy. Like, for example, I guess it's not a good example. So if she's just normally, or he or she normally messy, and you're just having a conversation about it, I don't think that's gossip, right? So what is is gossip just talking?
Talking about somebody.
Uh-huh.
In a negative way?
I don't know if it's negative, it doesn't necessarily have to be negative, but it's just
talking about their business.
You're talking about their business, something that's going on in their lives.
Like, if I tell you that Shaniqua needs to stop eating on the mic, is that gossip? If she wasn't here?
Look at that face. Look at that face.
So adorable.
I'm done. Oh my God. Am I smacking?
Yeah, you got a mouthful right now.
Last night, I probably
I'm sorry, see, guys.
That's entertaining gossip.
What is funny gossip?
Is gossip true?
A lot of times it is true.
Sometimes, yeah.
A lot of times.
Okay.
Like, as my mama say, the word on the street.
Girl.
That's how she find out
Let
her
me
business.
Tell you, Ms. Edith has a word all on the gossip, street. Honey. That's W-T-O-C, W-T-O-C. JCL, WJCL,
her and Sean,
News 5.
Her and Sean.
Is it like, how does gossip get started? Like,
started by the jealous people, and they get mad at something they had in somebody else's.
It's rumors. Gossip is rumors.
But gossip is not
always
true.
It's not always
true.
Rumors.
No.
It's all, sometimes it's not true, sometimes it's true. Right?
Because people put stuff out there just to hurt you, too. So
jealousy,
I don't think,
jealousy. They're jealous of something that you.
I don't want the bad talk around me.
Jealousy.
Pass the pizza. Pass the pizza.
There's a rumor you wanted pizza.
Yes.
Pass
I
the
do.
Peas. Y'all are so funny.
But yeah.
I'm feeling better. See, my eye's not hurting as bad. I needed my people.
Because you're not thinking about
that
it.
I was out this morning. I said, oh,
she
God,
like,
am I dying?
I can't do the show. My eye hurts.
And hear the people. Oh, I didn't want that one. Nana sent a text. We outside. I was like, bitch, I just got out the bathroom. Y'all don't come this early?
We were late. What are you talking about? We were late.
11:34, I got a message. We outside. Girl, I have no clothes on. I said, oh, Lord, what happened last night? This is me. Well, what happened?
So are we going to have to worry about some rumors from your party last night?
No, because, see, I'll tell you one thing about my circle. It stays there.
Yeah.
It stays there. That's the good thing about it. Yeah. And we take video. We don't put nothing on social media. Everybody knows the rule. We'll take pictures and we'll take videos, but it stays in the group. Mm-hmm.
I never worry about rumors like that because I know people that know me.
Yeah.
So if they hear something that's out of pocket, they know it's
they
not true.
They know it's not true.
And I think that I'm going to say our age because I think it's the same. We never really had always access to phones with cameras and phones with video.
Right.
That when it first came out, we got it, we was reckless. But now we realize that stuff can hurt you. So whatever we capture or take, it stay in the group.
Right.
And once you
But everybody don't know that, though.
But like once you bring other people, it's there.
It's there.
On the internet forever.
Oh, I'll delete it. Bitch, it's already out in the world. Exactly. It's there.
Yeah.
Like, and it's funny because, like, even when, like, Snapchat came up and, like, you could, like, screenshot it and you saw people that would screenshot your stuff, I deleted my Snapchat account. I was like, why would you screenshot what I put out? Like, why would you do that? Like, what, you going to use it later on? What you going to do with it?
Right.
So I stopped using it. I was like, man.
I don't use Snapchat like that.
I don't even know what Snapchat is.
Yeah, it's weird. It's like Instagram stories, but.
People still use it?
But it, it disappears Snapchat in 24 hours.
It's supposed to disappear.
Supposedly.
But it don't disappear.
But what was the purpose of Snapchat in the beginning, though?
To be sneaky.
Right. There you go.
Period.
There you
go. There was no way around it.
Period.
They made that. They made that app just to be like, what we can do? What can we see in a 24-hour period?
Yep.
Right. That'll go away. You think about it. What would you do in 24 hours and you know it's going to go away tomorrow?
Something got caught in my eye.
And we don't know what it was.
No. It's healing, though. It's healing. I feel
it. A lot better. A lot better.
I guess she's trying to figure out.
Just
she's
on 19 her phone. Crimes.
She's on her phone trying to figure out what happened to her.
Maybe she did 19 crimes last night. You don't know what it is.
Yeah, one of 19 crimes that she committed.
Yeah. But that's good fun. When you can. When
there's a bus back.
But listen, it's so good to have fun and just relax in a group of people you know you can feel safe around. So I felt safe in my circle. So whatever happened, it happened. It just happened.
I went to, I did a party one time where everyone had to give up their phone to get in.
Yeah, that's good.
That's always the best parties for me.
That's good.
Not saying I do nothing stupid. Just be like, we kind of letting loose.
I think you're more relaxed, though.
Yeah.
Now you don't have to worry about
somebody
taking a picture of you doing something that you didn't want anybody else to see.
Yep. If you don't give your phone, bye.
Have y'all ever started gossip?
Hell yeah.
I think you kind of start gossip not knowing it's gossip, though.
Explain yourself.
Like, I might have an employee that's always late, and I'd be like,
always late.
Literally. And I'd be like, yo, you know, talking to another employee, well, I'm going to schedule this day because this person always late. And then the conversation starts. Yeah, why is she always late? And I'm like, I don't know why she's always late. Or he or she, excuse me.
So that's unintentional.
It's unintentional, but it's still a conversation that you could. And the midway through, I'm like, dang, I shouldn't be telling this to that person.
To another employee.
Yeah.
And then
I don't think about it that way because we're just talking.
Right.
And all of a sudden, it's like, oh, well, Calvin thinks you're always late. And I was like, oh, shoot. I didn't mean it that way in a way. You're all always late. You should be fired. But, you know. I mean, it is what it is at that point, but like, I hate saying stuff about people to other people, and if it's not like constructive,
right?
Because
I think sometimes men are worse than women.
I think always, yeah.
Oh, thank you, yeah, thank you, Calvin. Men are worse than us.
They are.
Guess men with men, we don't have no filter at all. Period. At least I think I'm not positive this, but women, at least there's some kind of filter. But with men, we just, it's all out there. I don't care. It don't matter. Being in a barbershop, we talk about everything.
I know. Y'all are worse.
I don't say ain't worse. We talk about different things, though.
I don't know about that, Calvin.
I think y'all talk about some stuff that, like.
Like what?
I don't know. Y'all get deep.
But y'all get deep, too.
Not that deep.
But you in a barbershop?
In a barbershop.
Not deep, deep, deep.
But y'all talk about stuff that I wouldn't even think that a man would even entertain.
Like what?
Just pettiness.
Nah, there's a level.
Okay.
And you know where I go.
Yeah.
I don't talk there.
Okay.
Because I ain't got time for all that.
Okay.
So there's a level of there's shops I leave.
Because you don't want to hear all that.
I don't want to hear. It's not my business for one, and two, like, what's the point? Like, what's the point of me like hearing this?
Uh-huh.
Like, what am I going to take it back to? How am I going to learn from it? Shops I like, always the shops where it's like how to be, like, the mistakes that we made.
Right.
As just black men.
Well, you know, I think sometimes gossip doesn't necessarily has to be malicious either.
Yeah, that's true. But I think the understanding of gossip is always usually negative and about someone in a negative light.
But it can be a learned lesson, too. Because
yeah, true. You learn from everything.
You can not be like this person, Joe Blow, who's a crackhead and that, you know, have babies all around town. It can also be a learned lesson.
I think people get mad at me for not talking gossip. Like, people want to know your situation. I was like, well, how are you doing at work? Especially now with the whole COVID thing. I was like, how are you doing at work? Are you guys still busy? I was like, ain't none of your business. But I ain't struggling. You could tell I ain't struggling around here. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I think some people kind of do gossip to pry into your stuff.
Yes.
And they try to lighten out the air by telling you about someone else's stuff.
Right.
At the end of the day,
they should volunteer your information.
They should be concerned about their own. So that's another reason why I really don't get into the whole gossip thing. Yeah, because it's just...
And gossip could be true in the beginning, but then it gets legs, and the people that you involve add stuff to it.
That's how people understand, like, the whole COVID thing. Mm-hmm. Hey, look, it's been a blessing in disguise to me, because I see you on the street.
Listen.
I'm like, mask on, what's up? Bump your shoulder, bye, see you later.
That's how I feel. COVID is a blessing in disguise.
I'm like,
I don't really like being around people like that anyway.
Exactly. Yeah, unless you're my circle, I'm good.
People talk about, I miss my family, I miss y'all. And me, I'm silent over here like,
all right.
Yeah, because you work at a salon, a hair salon.
Yeah.
And that is, I don't know, that's a place where a lot of gossip can occur.
Yeah, it's a lot, and it's a lot of gossiping. It's a lot of counseling, you know, because people are going through things. But then you have some messy clients in there, and they take that to another place, and it becomes gossip. You should be in like the barbershop. You think it's a safe haven. Yeah. You know, we're talking amongst friends. You know. We're trying to get some counseling, so we feel like it shouldn't go outside these doors, but it happens because you always got one person in the bunch.
Yeah,
that
some people just get so excited to be a part of a conversation.
Thank you.
That they take it and run, but they run to tell a person that doesn't need to know. Everyone shouldn't be allowed to hear your conversation.
Right.
I mean, because some people ain't gonna get it.
Right.
I mean, I've been blue in the face telling people what they should. I'm not saying I know everything, but giving people advice and they take the advice and they don't take the advice. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, so why are we talking?
Right.
If you're going to do your own thing anyway, why are we having this conversation?
Why are we having a conversation? Why am I wasting my breath?
Exactly. Like, yo, I'm going to just go now. I'm going to go over here to the corner.
But you have to know, you have to be cautious of who you're around and what you can say.
Yeah.
I mean, you do. I know I am.
I've learned to catch myself, like, before, but I think I learned that, like, really early when people were like, oh, well.
So Calvin, you got burned by gossip before?
I wouldn't say burned by gossip, but someone came to me and said, well, Calvin, you did this. And I was like, no, I didn't. I was like, yo, I heard you did this. I was like, but you know me. Like, close.
And so if you know me, why are you bringing that to me?
Exactly. Why you assume I'm going to do something? Because the person that told you don't know me.
Right.
But they really don't even know you. So why are they telling you that? So then you're like, oh, well.
But a lot of people thrive off that, though.
Yeah. You know how many times I've heard this to people to females I've dated that someone else tells them something about me. And then
they question
she says, oh, why would she lie? I was like, why would I lie? Like, who's got the better credit here? You don't know that person at all, but you know me.
But a lot of times they do that because they want you. And they want her to get out the way, so say that.
And then they figure it out, and it's like, oh, my, I didn't know that was the situation.
Yeah.
Sorry. You know what I'm saying? Like,
but either you're going to learn that as a young person, or you're not going to learn it at all. And you're going to always fall for the trap.
Exactly. Always.
Yeah.
And people know who's going to fall for the trap. You know what I'm saying? Like, they know the ones who listen and be just gullible.
Yeah.
And be like, yo. So whenever I hear, like, he say, she said stuff, I usually try to say, no one knows, you know.
Right.
But if it's positive stuff, and this is what I've been seeing a lot lately, and you probably can, like, you're on Facebook and stuff.
Yeah. I hate Facebook. Me too.
I don't think everyone should have a voice, to be honest with you. But it's, I mean, I get it, but there's some positive things happening in certain cultures. And then we take it and we make it negative.
Right. Like,
why?
Because some people don't like to see other people happy. It's harder to be positive. Like, I say this all the time. It's harder to be positive and happy than it is to be negative and sad.
Is it harder to be positive?
It is. Because there's always someone coming at you. It is. That's just my opinion. This is my opinion.
I can see that though, because if you appear to be down bad, people ain't gonna attack you because you're not a threat.
Right.
But if you're on the up and up and people know and it's out there, everyone's always looking to cash in. Mm-hmm. That makes sense, though. I never thought about it that way. It's harder to be positive.
It is harder to be positive. It is. Because there's so many different factors in life that we go through every day that people attack your spirit. That's why you have to be careful of who you have around you.
Yes, God.
Because that energy can attack itself to you if you are not in a good place in your life.
And it could be just one bad day.
Right.
You have it. And it's just boom.
Yeah.
And it just smudges you because you had one bad day. Right. That's who you are.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because we're human. We're not perfect. I mean, that's why I'd say a lot of people, like, I know we have a lot of the issues going on with, you know, with pastors and, like, not being perfect people. Excuse me. I said, we're all human beings.
That's because the congregation puts them on a pedestal.
Thank you.
They are.
They're humans.
They are
just
humans.
Like us.
They have
He's
sins.
A man.
Literally.
He or she is a man.
And they may have a bad day or.
Yeah. Oh, my God. He did, but he's a man.
He's a man.
He is not.
Yeah.
The chosen
first,
one.
Exactly.
First and foremost, he's a man. Just like the book you had us reading, Lulame.
Oh, that's a good book. Yeah. That book make you mad, though.
It does make you mad. Dog.
Ain't
dirty dog and dogs.
I wanted him to die so bad.
Me too. And that was based on a true story.
Yep.
That's crazy. So, but I haven't read the book.
He don't know nothing about it, but he's doing his Steve Harvey.
You
know how Steve Harvey be like, he know nothing about what's going on, but want to be involved in the conversation.
I'm a man.
Yeah. You all man.
All man, people.
All man. But
So have you ever heard any rumors that made you feel good?
About myself?
About anything.
I don't know. I try not to entertain a lot of gossip.
But what if it was like,
I don't associate with a lot of people.
Is it gossip if it's good?
I don't think it's
it
gossip.
It could be gossip if it's good. Because it could be gossip that,
like if somebody got a job or got married.
Did we define
somebody...
what gossip is like?
Not really.
Not really.
Because
for me, I think gossip is a negative thing.
Okay.
That's
me too.
Yeah, a malicious rumor. Gossip. That's how I define gossip.
So how does it, so I agree with you too. So that's where.
So is gossip and rumor, is that the same thing or no?
I think.
Okay.
Yeah. I think so. Yeah, because you don't know if it's true, but it could be true. But it's just a rumor. You know what I mean? Unless you heard it from the horse's mouth itself.
And here's my thing. If you hear gossip, or if you hear a rumor, respect me enough that if the person that came to you said I did XYZ, step to me and ask me so I could defend myself. Because here's the thing about me. If I did something behind your back, I could do it to your face. And I could tell you to your face.
True.
So respect me enough to be like, hey, this is what I heard. Okay, let's talk about it.
But so not what, everybody so, gonna do that.
So
everybody
does,
that. You know that.
Nope. They
so
don't.
I'm looking at like, because I don't. I have a lot of conversations with people. Well, not really. How can I? I don't really talk to anybody. But
Calvin, I don't believe that. You know a lot of people. Though.
He know a lot of people. Though.
But you mean like
talk
that you like
talk to them on a deeper
like
level,
deep, like that? Okay.
Yeah. I'm trying to figure out like what is a conversation called. That's not gossip.
What do you
conversation?
Mean?
Conversation?
An entanglement.
I thought an entanglement is when you're having an affair.
Well, is it really an affair? It's not an affair.
Affair.
An entanglement when it's like.
Is what? It is an affair.
It's an affair.
It's a twister. It's a game. It's a twister. And it don't necessarily have to be an affair. Jada
it
just.
It could be an emotional attachment to something else.
Could be.
Yeah.
That was just her way of trying to explain what happened between her
and
Moon.
Can you imagine that conversation that she would have had? Let's gossip a little bit. Can you imagine that conversation?
But that actually that's gossip. So if we're talking about them in this entanglement with August and Will, that's gossip.
But is it gossip?
Because we don't know the whole depth of the entanglement. We just know from what.
But is it gossip if she put it out there?
It's still gossip. We still don't know.
But she put it out there, though.
But she didn't explain.
She is the source.
But she did not explain herself.
So
all she said it was an entanglement.
Okay,
she didn't go into details about the relationship, she just said it was untangled.
And I didn't give her my ears because I know she on some bullshit. So I was just like, I'm going to just listen to social media and see what they have to say because I don't even want to hear BS.
But you know what?
You had an affair.
And I think sometimes social media helps with the gossip.
It does.
I think it makes
gossip more relevant to me. Social media makes gossip more relevant.
But I think it also makes you not have to respond to it.
How?
There's a lot of things that I think I can brush under the rug because social media takes the story and they run with it. Mm-hmm. And you can't really even respond because the story changes so much.
Yeah.
That is like, oh, now I heard this and I heard that. Meanwhile, I can sit back and be like, yeah, all right, y'all keep hearing what y'all hearing. I'm over here, keep moving like while I'm moving. And the people that know me know how I am.
We need to do an experiment. You know?
Yeah, we need to do an experiment. But I, and that's what I'm saying. Like, what kind of conversation isn't gossip when we in the South. We're at work and people are talking about people at work or they're talking about certain situations. And
I hate it.
It's weird. Like, it's almost like.
So you think it's a Southern thing?
I just think it's a cultural thing.
I think it's
more
polite in the South than probably it is up north. Yeah. Or
but I also think up north, like, it's more. Like, you ever been to D.C.?
Yeah.
All
right. So D.C. to me is way more gossipy than Savannah will ever be. But there, the gossip is almost to hurt you.
Right.
Especially if you're in politics. Yeah, it's really malicious. It's like,
because it's you'll go to a bar. City. It's a political city.
It is. So that's what I'm saying. So, like, I think in that aspect of gossip, that's just what it is.
But Savannah is all who you know. That's the type of town Savannah is. It's just all who you know. You connect.
But that's kind of any town. But I think in Savannah, it's all in who you know, and there's no repercussions for it. You know what I mean? Like, you could know anybody here, and you know them. But it's not like it's going to assist you in getting anywhere. Like, if I know, you know, the guy that manages Home Depot, mm-hmm. I'm not going to get a job there. You know what I'm saying? And the D.C. aspect is if you know someone that works in politics, you have a chance to know them very well. If you know them very well, that could be your no. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can get in that way. Mm-hmm. And Savannah, it seems like you might know the right people, and you will not get anywhere. You know
I don't know about that because I think sometimes if you do know the right people here, you will get on.
The right people, like the good right people.
Yeah, the good right people. Yeah.
And I agree with that part too. But here, I don't think there's that many. Because I just feel like Savannah.
I mean,
you
can work on the porch.
They're out for self.
And make $1 million a year.
You're out for self.
Yeah, but it's so hard to get on the port though.
Like, but it's like who you know, who has a position down there that can get you onto the port. It's all who you know to get on the port.
Yeah, but that's one.
Not necessarily.
And that's kind of weird, too, because I know people that's like has seniority out there, and they're like, well, you got to stand in line, too.
Right.
Or you got to wait to get your card. Right. And then when you get your card, you got to wait in another line and another line and another line.
But it's also about who you know, because. Because
you won't be able to get out there, period.
Yeah, if that's a different topic if we want to go into that, because that's a lot of drama and gossip working on the port. And you could be a millionaire working on the port here in Savannah. But there's a lot that you go through. Like, especially for women.
Yeah.
You talking about some issues, the things that women got to do to get jobs down there.
Oh, yeah.
It's ridiculous. It's and illness. You wouldn't even think that this still would happen in this day and age.
In this day, exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's racism crazy. Is still happening in this day and age, so.
So why not? Yeah,
so
you're
why
right.
Not?
Yeah.
Why not?
Not making it okay, but it's like one of the things like it won't go away because
slavery.
We won't address the real issue.
We ain't gonna talk about that. I'm gonna eat my cupcake that my boo producer.
Yeah,
correct
brought
it.
For me.
Correct
yeah, because I don't want nobody. Listen,
I didn't do that to her.
Rumor has it.
That's a rumor. Ooh, this tastes like a Mr. Softy cone.
That's how rumors get started.
So bottom line, we think gossip is negative, right?
I do.
Bottom line.
Yeah.
Bottom line. So don't be gossiping.
That ain't going to work, honey.
That's not going to work.
That's not
gossip to the
work.
Ones that you love the best.
But the thing is, do you still listen to it, though?
I don't think
and you feel a certain way.
You got no choice.
Can you not listen to it? Can you not?
All right, so,
you can change the subject.
So
I have people have tried to gossip about certain situations to me, and I will just change the subject.
She is very good at that, and she's very good at ignoring people.
And then look at you weird and be like, oh, you don't want to hear this, huh?
No, I
never
don't.
Talk to you again.
No, no.
She go. Here she go. Okay. okay. And
okay.
Yeah. Turn
I see that though. Yeah.
I just don't entertain that stuff. It's just to me, it's just
too heavy on my, like, too on heavy.
Your, so what happens when they come, when they bring it back to you, when you try to divert and they bring it back, what do you do? Walk off? Because, yeah, your ass walk off.
No, I mean, because I.
Or
I'm not going to say what I want to say because the person may be listening to our podcast because sometimes people call me and they want to talk about certain situations.
Look, we want to know.
So my question is this. Say you ignore someone that gives you that's trying to share gossip with you, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then like a day later, someone else comes back to you and says
the same thing. Yeah.
Do you pay attention then?
I think you can't help but pay attention when two people say it, but I'm not going to spread it.
But do you think it's credible information because another point, person?
Well, yeah. that's just the source. It's the source of who you get it from. Back to like what we were saying last week.
The source so is the very source important.
Is important when someone telling you a story. So I'm not going to believe everything that someone tells me. You know what I'm saying?
So what's the benefit of hearing gossip, if there's any?
For me, it's entertaining.
What if you need to know something that is important and, that needs to be said?
And it might be vital information that I need. If I hang around that person, it shows me how to maneuver maybe when I come in contact with that person.
So gossip doesn't have to be negative then?
So it's information.
Yeah.
It may not be true, though, but the gossip will make me sit back and pay attention.
So we could use gossip on individuals as a sign.
Right.
Because I've had that situation, thinking about what gossip might mean to us or what it may mean, I have had those situations where someone says, oh, well, Calvin, you know that this person is, they're not really reliable, or they're good at what they do, but just blah, blah, blah. And then you're like, all right, cool, whatever. And I don't listen to it.
Right.
And then I might entertain the idea of that person, and then all of a sudden it's like, dang, that dude told me this.
Right.
He was right. So then I'm like, shoot,
I guess that goes back to the conversation you and I had.
Yeah, exactly.
Last week. About somebody that we both know.
Yes.
So.
I wasn't privy to that conversation.
Because you don't know this person.
What's the gossip? What's the tea?
There's no tea there.
It does make you like, I don't know.
And that's what made me thought about it, because we had that conversation. And it wasn't nothing negative.
No.
But it was like, well, this is what we're.
But you knew.
It true?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. It came from, but see, I spoke to that person, so it came from the horse's mouth.
Okay.
But we were just talking about something for us.
Yeah. Okay.
Two chicks. I was about to call Calvin the third chick.
Well, literally.
Literally, he is.
Hey, boy, a man. I got a penis.
It didn't hit my eye. For the record.
Has it? Nah, this is when you need to be silent right now. I need you to, back up.
She on that phone.
What just happened?
Look, she got a rumor coming through.
Nana got hit with one, too.
Look at the face.
What are you doing? I don't know what
she's talking about. Anyway.
Text message.
Anyway, so, but yeah.
So, yeah, so we, and I heard something and it was, ended up being true. So it's like, maybe it's a safeguard, but I do believe there's certain situations where, you know, all right, that's completely false. You know what I'm saying? So just be like, I don't know. So it doesn't have to be negative, I guess is what I'm saying.
It doesn't have to be.
No.
But it can't. Most of the time I think it is, though. Yeah.
So is it gossip or speaking the truth?
Shoot. Depending on what the truth is, I guess.
I think what we was talking about was speaking the truth.
And whose truth is it?
Yeah.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because the perspective might be different.
Well, you have to consider the source to entertain it, I guess.
Anything, really.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I just think we gossip so much that we don't know what's gossip and what's not gossip. I guess that's bottom line. Because we might just have a conversation about anything.
And
everything,
we do
as humans, we relate everything to everything that's relatable. So, you know, we might be talking about something. Matter of fact, the other day, I shot an engagement session, and the girl had a car like yours. Mm-hmm. And I said, my friend just bought a car like this. And she said, I told her it's black, and hers was like a pearl white.
She lives in Savannah?
She lives in Pula somewhere.
Oh, we live
Richmond
in
Hill, somewhere like that.
Oh, okay.
I told her, I said, you need to get rims on yours because you got rims on yours. And I said, it just sets it off, like a different level, like a different level. And she's like, oh, I don't really like rims like that. I was like, all right, cool. Said, well, fuck your Audi then.
Yeah. Just forget it. I got a hot car.
So it's just funny how that conversation went to someone I knew.
Yeah.
And I kind of related it back to the situation. And sometimes that relatable, or her saying that, if she wasn't a client, I'd have been like, well, I mean, I'm just letting you know it looks better with rims. You know what I'm saying? I would have took it to a different, like,
but because she's a client, you have to be professional. Respectful.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm, you know, it's just my opinion. But, you know, it was like, there's certain conversations where you like that and you relate it back to someone you know, and then the whole conversation starts about that person.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're hoping, as honest as a person as I am, as everyone else is, I think that you hope that it doesn't go negative. Because there are certain people who say, Calvin, how do you think about this person in business? And I feel like they come to me because they know I'm going to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
But to me, that's not gossip, though. But it
technically is, because
is
I should
it, or
have...
Or is it just a reference?
I think it's gossip because that person may change. But I always say that, too. I was like, well, when I work with this person, it was like this. But, like, if it's negative, I say something like extremely talented, great worker, but this is what happened. And I'm telling you that
because... But you let them know your experience.
Yeah.
And it could be different with them.
With them, yeah, exactly.
So that's why I would think it's more of a reference than a gossip.
Okay. I just don't know. That's why...
Because let's take it back. Because when you work with a client, are you working with them over several days? Or are you working with them like a day? How does that work? Because we did say that... Maybe that person is having a bad day. So that may not necessarily describe who they really are.
Right.
True.
Well, that can happen.
Usually my business relationships are long.
Okay.
It's never like a one-day thing.
Okay.
Unless it's like in the photo world when I'm working with someone for a birthday.
But
my goal is to have them as long existing customers.
Okay.
So
that's good to know. See, yeah. we think, okay, well, this is a photo shoot and that's it.
Oh, no. You need the cousins, the brothers, the sister. You need all their business.
Okay.
That's the only way it makes it lucrative for you.
Okay.
And so, but I don't know. I'm just so used to having conversations that end up talking about other people, and not necessarily a negative way. I just think that's how we talk as people. Because we always, like I said, we always try to find something to relate to it. And I don't ever, I didn't think, the question's hard because I don't really know what gossip really is, especially if we say, well, at first it's negative.
I'm going to Google.
And now we're like, okay, it's not really negative.
Well, I guess because media and everybody always
They make it.
But we don't pay attention to that part of the gossip, though.
Because people like to be messy. Let's just put it on. Yeah. People like to be messy.
Exactly.
Yeah. They encourage it. They like
and
it.
They want you to be, yeah.
Even
yeah.
these reality shows and all this negativity, it's just, it sells.
Right.
So gossip is casual, unconstrained conversation or reports about other people, typically involving details that are not confirmed as being true. So that's what gossip is. So
we don't gossip then?
No.
Most stuff we talk about is truth.
Yeah. Right.
Well, there you have it, show. We just wasted 45 minutes on what we don't do. You shouldn't do it either.
It said gossip is usually neutral, but negative gossip is twice as common as positive gossip. Most gossip is about someone the person knows.
Positive gossip?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Socioeconomic and education status do not dictate how much a person gossips. Okay.
I don't know. That wasn't Ask Jeeves. I don't know who you got that from.
Just Googled because, you know, Google knows everybody's business.
They do.
Google, you're the main gossiper in the world.
The main one. But, yeah, the gossip and the social media and it's a lot.
I just see, for me,
gossip is negative because so many people are so negative.
And, like, it's negative to the point where they want to be negative.
Right.
And that's the part I can't understand.
Because that gets attention.
So much energy.
That gets attention. Yeah. Positive gossip, if we can consider positive gossip, doesn't get as much energy as negative.
No,
that's why
positive gossip is, oh, such and such had a baby.
Yeah,
it's a beautiful
okay.
child. Or, you
okay.
know what I'm saying?
It might be positive to some people.
Or somebody got
somebody
a
like,
new job.
Oh, really?
Somebody got a new job.
Oh,
yeah.
Really? She got pregnant by that dude.
But the people, they want to hear about the dragging. They want to drag somebody. The social
social media. not all social media is bad, but a lot of it is just a little too
much. But it
much.
Sells, man. That's the hard
it
part.
Sells.
It sells.
It's a little too much.
So they want to just kind of keep the negative. That's why I see everybody going back and forth. Like we said earlier, everybody don't need a voice.
No.
And that's why, like, everyone shouldn't be on Facebook. They say stupid stuff. And unfortunately, we have a situation going on this week about, you know, death of someone. And it's like, why would you make that negative? Like, why would you put that in the public like that?
Who died?
The little boy, the 5-year-old boy.
Now,
like, what 5-year old boy?
Cannon. He got shot in the head by his neighbor.
Oh, yeah.
To me, if I was a parent and I had that happen to me, to my kid, the last place I want to see him is on Facebook. Like, why are you talking about
but
that?
But they're
like
trying
that?
To make a point, though, with all they're this Black Lives Matter. But it really does. But they're trying to, you know what they're trying to do.
I know. They're trying to minimize
his death.
A movement.
Yeah.
Right. But it has nothing to do with the movement.
It does not.
He's in jail. Justice has been served. Right. It shouldn't have made national news.
And it shouldn't have happened, period.
It shouldn't have happened.
Anyone with a good heart understands that is the most terrible thing in the world.
To lose a child.
And no one knew about it to even say anything about it because it got handled so quickly.
Right. See, that's my point.
Exactly.
My point is we suffer every day.
Right.
And the people that kill us, it takes years to lock them up.
Exactly.
This baby's killer got locked up just like that. You know why? Why did he get locked up so quickly?
We understand that.
Yeah.
But that's one of the things, like,
because a crime is a crime, regardless.
Period.
Exactly.
We said this a couple of podcasts ago. It doesn't matter who's committing the crime. A crime is a crime.
And
I
wrong
wish is
people
wrong.
Exactly. would stop this black-on-black crime. This is something that was coined during the 80s. I mean, a crime is a crime, regardless what race it is.
It's a crime.
Stop putting it as black on black.
If someone
crime.
Is murdered, the person that did it should be thrown in jail or worse.
I have my own thoughts of who's putting the separation on the crime when it comes to race. I'm not gonna put it out there, but you know what I'm thinking.
Of course,
right?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Okay.
But it's just it's sad because like. People are being negative to the point where they are diminishing the meaning of life.
Right.
And that's the part that scares me, because if you start to make excuses for why someone dies.
Right.
And it's on both sides.
I've
seen it all. And it's like, why are you devaluing life? If you're being that negative, I know you're going to talk shit about me. You know what I'm saying? And it's going to be just bad. It's like, dang, we are being the worst human beings right now.
Yeah.
Like, it's literally, we are like. We are seriously like two steps from Sodom and Gomorrah. Literally.
You better
we are the
turn
worst.
Around. You better keep looking forward.
Oh, man. I'm like, y'all tripping right now. Like, we are still human beings and we still have life. Our life, average age of life is not really even 70, 80 years anymore. So it's like, you want to be on this earth for how long talking negative stuff for no reason? Go be great. Like, literally.
Like I said, it's harder to be positive than it is to be negative.
Crazy.
Does it take more energy to be positive?
Yes.
Or negative?
It takes more energy because you're persecuted more for being positive.
Right.
Like, people don't want to see you like be great.
Yeah. They don't want to see you walk in and smiling. Why are you smiling? What's going on with you? Why are you acting like that? They rather you just come in, not say anything, and that's normal. Which in actuality is not.
And you know what? For a long time when I started doing stuff at the there's so much negativity at the museum I used to still kind of run, and it's like it got to the point where I would have meetings with people who I need interest in the business. I'd be like, well, how's it going? I'd be like, it could be better. But I would say that because I knew that that's what interested them into the conversation. So I would use that to my tool. Be like, let's talk. Oh, cool. Let's talk. So because when I would notice when I would go in and say, how's the day? I was like, everything's great. That's where the conversation would end. But I needed certain things. Everything wasn't great necessarily, but I never would want to put my issues that I seem as negative on someone else. But dealing with the people I was dealing with, they fed on that.
Right.
I'm going to help this guy out. You know, that kind of situation.
Mm-hmm. Well, so, I guess it depends on the situation.
So it really depends on the situation. Some people want to hear you be bad because they want to just say, okay, I'm in the same company. But some people sometimes want to hear how you're doing because they really have interest in helping you.
Yeah.
So I had to kind of work my whole pride thing out of, Calvin, you kind of need help. But to tell people I'm doing not so well to people who really mattered and cared. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because I'd be like, I ain't got time to this is not your business why I'm doing bad. You know what I'm saying? So right. But I still need your help, though.
Right. You know, so
it was easier to kind of just, but you got to know, you got to identify those people.
You have to.
And there's certain people where if you're in the room with a person I really need to speak to, I don't say nothing. Because I don't want that person to understand, because they're the ones trying to hurt me. But the guy in the room over there in the corner, like, you the dude I need to talk to right now. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So
I don't know. I guess I'm always smiling. I'm always smiling.
Yeah.
And asking people.
But I had to catch myself, though. You think about it. I always say, like, there's certain times where I'm not doing great.
Yeah.
And we talk about that sometimes, like, with the mental health aspect of it.
Right.
I'm not doing great. And then I say that, and I'm not convincing myself because I know myself.
I think we all have a breakdown at some part in our life. That, you know, everything's not going the way we want it to go, and we're just going through the motions. Like, we're zombies, basically.
It happens to everybody.
It happened to all of us, but, you know. But this red wine ain't making me a zombie, though.
It's
making me
more.
Feel good.
Oh, we got to give Calvin some more. Which one you want? I think you want the warden.
You're not even blinking wrong no more. I like that. You look good.
So the wine is working.
Yes, my friend.
She got a mouthful again.
Let me try Snoop's. Can I take some of the Snoop home so I can... Let the wifey taste it?
Yeah.
So she can say, I don't
like
it.
Well, I guess you need to ask the birthday girl.
You can. I'll share it with her.
You're awesome.
You're welcome.
After all, she's going to like question me about the eyeball anyway. So you
know. Who's going to question you about
I'm
the
joking.
Eyeball?
I'm joking.
Look, did you see my
Look
face?
At her face.
Don't do that, Calvin.
That's how gossip gets started.
Wife.
Rumor.
You know, we work in partners.
That's how
it.
Gossip gets started.
She know y'all my booze.
She do?
That.
She do?
Yeah, she know that.
She does?
Look, I don't like the way his mouth went.
Like
my good booze.
She not going to step to me, is she?
Child, please.
He said child.
I don't.
You know I'm a thug now. I'm kind of like
I don't
like
consider a booze like y'all consider booze.
Oh, okay. What's a booze?
So he ain't talking about Usher and Alicia Keys, my boo.
Nah,
he ain't talking about that kind of boo.
That's too deep of a boo.
So,
like Boo Boo Bear.
Like homies?
Y'all like my boo.
Like Boo Boo.
I need like five O's. That's my boo.
Like Yogi. And Boo Boo, like Yogi and Boo Boo.
Boo Boo. Hey, Boo Boo.
Oh, we homies.
Yeah.
Homies. Yeah, okay. That's not. Baby, the thought of you is better than a homie.
Y'all know that song?
Anywho. Anywho. Okay, so my number one.
We in the order, ain't it?
Yeah. Well, we just going back.
You taking some more Cali Red?
I just want to take one more last sip. Just
okay, so
sure.
I got the warden, so I'm going to go back to Cali.
What is that?
This is the warden.
That's the warden. The warden was my favorite.
That is my favorite. I'm going to go ahead and...
I already had two glasses of Old Soul because...
Old Soul?
That one's really good. I don't know.
Why is that not your one?
No. I had two glasses. I had three glasses of the warden, and I had two glasses.
Baby, you getting lifted over here. Like, it's your birthday, huh?
I know, right? But I still feel good. So... I had three glasses of the Warren.
Okay.
So the Warren is my favorite.
Okay.
Then I had two glasses of the Old Soul, because I really do like that Old Soul.
Old Soul is good.
Yeah. And this would be my second glass of Snoop.
Cali Red.
Yeah.
So how do you agree?
This tastes a little sweeter now.
Which one are we?
The Cali Red.
Okay, so let me ask you, why does it taste sweeter now?
I don't know.
Eat something?
I had a cucumber.
So do you agree with the person that you recommended it?
Yeah, it's good, but like, cleansing my palate, I had I took a sip of it, and it tastes sweeter at the beginning now, and I don't know why.
I thought we said Snoop always tastes better at the beginning. Yeah, we did.
Yeah, we did. But it's still like somebody was saying that it tastes sweeter at the end.
That's
but
what I said. That's what I said because that's what they. That's what 19 Crimes says it's a sweet finish, but we don't.
Liars.
We don't see that.
I don't.
I wonder if your listener would like this, the warden.
I think she would.
Oh, also, guys, forgot. We got to
look
say,
at the cork.
Shout out to our growing Instagram.
Yeah.
Yes, honey. We are growing.
Organically.
Yes. Thank you for all the love. And likes.
We love you guys.
Shares.
We love you
we thank
guys.
You, Rose O'Day, for suggesting us as one of the podcasts to listen to. We appreciate that love. But yeah, the Snoop to me, it's good. I would buy it again. It was $10.99 at Largo Beverage, and it's worldwide. And did you notice that a lot of these celebrities now are doing ones like Mary J. Blige? She has Sun Goddess, which is a rosé, and I think it's a Sauvignon Blanc.
Do you think they would have been doing it if we weren't during in this pandemic? Do you think?
I think they would, because a lot of celebrities are into spirits now. I mean, The Rock has a tequila. Who is it? Ryan Reynolds. He has Aviation Gin, which I haven't tried. Kevin, have you had Aviation Gin yet?
Yes.
How is it?
It's good.
Is it?
Yeah, it's really good. When I would go to Atlantic when they were open, they had an Aviation Gin cocktail.
Okay. It's really smooth.
Yeah, but I usually get it in, I forgot how I used to drink it, but it's good.
Okay.
Yeah, but I mean, gins aren't smooth. It's a dry gin.
Yeah. Is it London Dry? See, I'm just learning about.
So you have your botanical gin?
Yeah, I'm just learning about gins because, I mean, when you think of gins, everybody drunk them in their 20s, like Tanqueray, that was, Seagram's.
That ain't really gin.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But, I mean, that was back in the day when gin and juice was real popular, so everybody drunk
Shout out to Snoop.
Everybody drunk orange juice and gin, so it wasn't
It was pineapple.
But that's the thing, though. That's why you drink orange juice with it, though. Because orange juice made it smooth.
Right.
So it's like.
Because that thing was.
Yeah.
My understanding of gin came in gin martinis.
Okay.
Which is a dry, even more dry.
Uh-huh.
And the vermouth made it drier. And it was just a dry, strong drink.
Uh-huh.
So my understanding of gin was that. When I got into different gins, it was more botanical gins. And that was like you taste all the flowers that it came from. Right, it's still a dry gin, but it's still a little bit more flavorable.
And
but
like
Aviation is good, though.
So Aviation is good?
Aviation, there's a Tanqueray, I forgot the name of the Tanqueray, but it's a different Tanqueray. It's like the upper, like the more expensive.
But is it a dry London gin? Because I noticed
it's a dry gin, yeah.
I noticed that when I went to Habersham, and I was looking, because I wanted to make a cocktail out of the lemon lime moonshine that I had. And I was asking a guy about it, and he was like, well, you can never go wrong with Bombay. And that's what I made that cocktail out of, which was grapefruit juice as well as the Bombay gin and a little bit of lemon lime moonshine. And it was really good. It was refreshing. It was like sweet and salty taste, which was really good to me. So, but a lot of celebrities now are into spirits. So. Hopefully, maybe we can find the Sun Goddess here in Savannah and try Mary J.
What goes into making your own spirits? We might need to do that.
Make our own wine.
We can take a tour of Ghost Coast if y'all want to.
I think you that's know a good
Sydney.
Idea.
You know Sydney, so we can go to Ghost Coast and do a tour one day.
Right. I think we need to do that.
Yeah. Matter of fact, we could probably do that on Wednesday. Okay. Go to the JW. We could just walk over there and be like, make a tour.
Okay.
Yeah. That sounds good.
I know a few people that way. I got to make sure my schedule's clear Wednesday, though.
Okay. But, yeah, so everybody agreed that the Warden was number one.
Yes, the Warden, 19 Crimes. We kind of knew 19 Crimes was going to come first anyways.
Yeah, because we love 19 Crimes.
Yeah, we just didn't know which one.
So it's a blend. Warden is a blend. Mm-hmm. Our second one, and this was $18.99, I think, at Habersham for the Warden. So it's out of our price range, but it's Shaniqua's birthday. So
it's a special occasion.
Yeah,
Thank you, Nana.
You're welcome. And the second one was Old Soul. That also came from Habersham. That was $6.99, but it's a Cabernet.
It was just $6.99?
Yeah, I think it was six. Wow. So either six or $8.99. I have to look. But it was under $9.
That's a good buy.
It's a good buy. That was everybody's second. Third was Cali Red. It was good. We would buy it again.
Yes, we would, definitely.
$10.99 at Largo Beverage. Okay. And that's a good price.
Yeah.
Most of 19 Crimes are under $20, so it's a great wine. We've had the Shard. What was the other one that we did one not too long ago?
Yeah.
What was it? It was a red blend.
We did one, yeah.
It was just a red blend. It was. Okay, I can't remember.
I'm a look while you... Go ahead.
And the last, which was Woodbridge Sauvignon Blanc, they didn't like it, but I like it. I'll drink it. It's not a big deal. I'm taking it home. Sauvignon Blanc.
I already knew that I wasn't going to like that one.
It's $5.99. But I was trying to find wines that that I know that we haven't tried. Because everyone knows that Shaniqua was a red girl. She loved her red wine.
I love red wine.
And we know the only wine that she liked is a Sauvignon Blanc. So, I don't know. I'll take it.
They're all from Cali?
Yes.
Yes.
All four of them are from Cali.
So,
and we were talking about the Lodi Valley last week because mm-hmm. that's where a lot of Zinfandels are produced, right, Shaniqua?
Yes. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, so, you said that.
Yeah.
So we did the 19 Crimes. It was a Shiraz.
Shiraz, okay.
Yeah.
And the Snoop Dogg one is a Shiraz blend. It's
right.
It's blended.
We've done two 19 Crimes, though, haven't we?
Yeah, we did the Hard Shard.
Yeah.
And we did the Shiraz.
Shiraz.
And it's always coming up as number one. So we love 19 Crimes.
We love 19 Crimes.
Yeah. And like I said, you don't have to spend a lot of money. And that's the focus of our store, of our show.
Speak it, boo. It's coming.
She coming to my party from last night, baby.
It's coming. We're going to have a
store. She was there.
We're going to have a store. We're going to have a store one day.
Speak it.
It's going to be Two Chicks Whining Store. We're going to be rich. Yes. But anyway.
Yeah.
I feel good now.
But yeah, we love 19 Crimes. Sponsorship. 19 Crimes.
I guess it's funny because we're not going to be the biased the biased show that says try this and it's trash.
No,
19 Crimes and what's the other one? The other wine company we like that
Stella
Rose or Stella.
It was somebody else that was always consistent that we always like. It was somebody else that said
yeah,
Stella.
It's another one. We'll go back and look at some more shows.
Yeah.
Yeah, they could be our main. We like y'all.
We like y'all.
We do. Always consistent.
Yeah.
Turn.
It's making me think. That's going to hurt.
Who
was
that? It was somebody else that we did. It was like, every wine that we ever tried from them has always been up to par.
It's probably
Yellowtail.
Was
it Yellowtail? No.
Yellowtail slipped on that sangria.
No, we liked it.
Was one that surprised us from Yellowtail.
It was the sangria. That was our favorite.
Wasn't there a second sangria they did that was not great?
Mm-mm. We only did that one.
You know what I'm thinking about? I'm thinking about the one that I took the picture of in Orleans Square, and it was called it was a sangria. It wasn't good. That's what I'm thinking.
It wasn't Yellowtail because Yellowtail was our favorite.
Okay. I was trying to remember what Yellowtail was so much.
We'll get back later. I can't think of what it was, but there's another wine company that is always consistent that we always, like every time we try them, it's always come in like number one. And it's a good price. It's not very expensive.
Referring back to the source. Go ahead.
But anyway, so next podcast, we're going to do Joe's Package Shop. We're going to try to do that one outside of the studio. Fingers crossed if everything goes right.
What date is that?
Next Sunday.
Nope.
What?
What? Is that the Yellowtails?
Okay. I got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So Joe Package Shop gifted us four wines.
Okay.
And we're going to, like I said, fingers crossed.
So we got to support a Sunday?
Yeah, we got to support a Sunday, and hopefully we can go someplace besides the studio and have it. Fingers
next Sunday?
Crossed. Yes.
Where are we going to go?
Why
toast
we going fingers
it?
Crossed? Where are we going?
Yeah.
I'm trying to get us at Broughton Commons because they have a wine room. So.
Okay.
Trying to get Mickey and I to coordinate.
Times.
The times and if we can get this done. So, fingers crossed, we can go back to Broughton Commons. Fingers crossed.
I would love to see Mickey. I haven't seen Mickey in a minute.
Yeah. So, and it's Joe's Package Shop, so he gifted us four wines that we're going to try, his four most popular wines.
Woohoo!
And then after that, what are we doing?
Sake.
Sake. And then we'll do...
You're fired.
Sake! Are we bringing back Muffin?
For sake?
We got to bring, because Muffin introduced sake to us, so.
We're going
to
try.
Have you heard?
I haven't heard anything from her lately, but, because she was in the hospital, so we got to see how she feel.
And Everett said he wanted to come back.
Well, we got to do finance. We got to do finance first.
But we got to.
Yeah, we're going to do finance. Yeah. So.
Before the sake, are we going to do?
Well, maybe sake we can do.
Sake can be financed.
Okay.
Sake can be financed. So
but we got a guest.
We have a guest.
Okay. Excited about that.
Then, the beginning.
Should be. Keep talking about
Not like that, people.
Anyway, so in the beginning of September,
under the bus.
Oh my God, I'm gonna be blushing
the whole show.
Okay, so anywho, September, we're gonna have a special event at Jig Cigar.
We ain't paying attention to Nina. Stop it. Stop it. Get back focused. All right, okay, focus. Nina,
we're an hour 30. We gotta go.
My God. Nina, we ready.
Timekeeper was not here. Anyway, it's your birthday, so we just gonna have it like that.
It's my dog's birthday.
September, we're gonna go and have Jig's Cigar Bar, and Kim will do her brown bag challenge there. So, Joe's Package Shop.
Next week.
Saki and Finance. We're going to have a special guest talk about finance. Yep.
That's the Sunday after. That's not next Sunday, right? So next Sunday is Supporter Sunday. Correct. And then the following. Then okay, Saki. Got it. Okay.
You sure? You got it? You sure? Okay. Thank you.
Thelma, I got it.
You sure?
Now, tomorrow I'll probably be like, Nana, what we said?
So special.
Still trying to get, I'm in recovery.
I'm over this podcast right now. Okay. So,
really?
We still love you, though.
Yeah, we still love you, but, you know. We gotta come out with a birthday song for you.
And I will ride that WAP, baby.
Whip. W-I-P.
WAP.
WAP.
Oh, Lord. Isn't that funny? Why are they making a big deal out of that?
Because it's awesome.
Worship and praise. That's what we doing, worship and praising.
I was getting ready to say something, but I'm worship and praise.
Worship and praise always.
Look at Calvin. Come back. Come into the light.
I was thinking
I'm
about
up the video now.
So that's what you want to go out on? WAP?
No, we can't.
No, we can't do that, baby. We cannot go on that.
So what are we coming out with? Happy birthday, Stevie?
Or maybe I thought you said, didn't you have like a song? I thought flowers? You said Eurythmics.
No, I say emotions, flowers. It's just something positive. Something positive.
Calvin, just surprise us.
I don't even know that song.
What? Emotions by the Emotions, flowers? It's just a pretty song.
Just surprise us.
Yeah, that's it.
I need some hype music. What the hell?
She wants some hype music.
This is cool.
I can't stand you.
I don't know. You know. I got it.
We'll you got
play,
it?
We'll play a Snoop Dogg song.
Yeah, yes. Play some Snoop. Let's see. Beautiful.
Rolling with my hoes is where you might find me.
Beautiful.
No, I said that wrong.
Yeah, just play something.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
She's looking at my shirt because I got Pac.
Because I love Pac too.
Yeah. Let's do some beautiful.
No, we don't want. No, we just want straight Snoop. We don't want no Pharrell and nothing. No, just let's go hard, banger.
Rolling down the street, smoking, sipping on gin and juice. Way back, that's what you was doing last night.
He know the rumors. G thing.
I thought you said you just wanted just Snoop itself.
Because G thing's actually on Dre.
I know. That's the Chronic. Come on, get it together. We'll do that anyway. What was it, Paul used to say? Remember they had that video and the girl had the box braid and Paul Shaniqua Stepfall talking about, oh, look at Shaniqua on TV. I never forget that.
Baby, that used to be the box.
Because you had those baby box braids. The Poetic Justice.
I was Poetic Justin's down.
Yeah, you remember that?
And a purple jumper. You remember the purple jumper?
And Paul was like, oh, look at Shaniqua. We was in the room watching Snoop Dogg and Dr. Dre video. And the girl was like yeah. Like this,
so that's when y'all had bigger bubble gum. Everybody back there, you chew the gum like this.
That thing used to get hard real quick.
That bubble yubble bubble.
What's it? Bubble yum.
Bubble yum.
Hubba bubba.
Hubba bubba.
That's why y'all had some awesome cheekbones. Y'all jaws used to hurt.
Baby, them jaws be working, honey.
You wouldn't know about that.
That was the worst gum in the world. That flavor gum.
Here comes the bus. It's traveling around. It's coming.
That's why her
eyes
hurt.
We exercise those jaws.
She exercises.
Pop, pop, blow.
I'm a good girl.
That flavor was, you know what you know about seconds. Them good. You know about them good girls, don't you?
I'm America. A good girl. I'm a good girl.
Yeah, we know about them good girls. Turn it up, turn it up. We are two chicks. But I damn near got caught, cause my beeper kept beeping. Now it's time for me to make my impression felt. So sit back, relax, and strap on your seatbelt. You never been on a ride like this before. With a producer who can rap and control the maestro. At the same time with the dope rhyme that I kick. You know and I know I flow some old funk.